You clearly know that I can do the job. I have the skill sets. I can achieve outcomes. And then instead of just promoting me and getting me that advancement, you chose to bring in somebody external. Stop playing in my face. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, and I share insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. Let's dive in. So let's go ahead and jump right in and talk about how to know if you need a complete career pivot or if you just need a new role. And before I start kind of talking about how to know what you need, let's even define those two terms, okay? Career pivot versus new role, what are they? So when I say career pivot, I'm thinking of a significant change in your career path. A significant change in your career path. So a career pivot usually involves changing your industry, changing your field, and changing your role. So when I think of the world of work, at least, and when I'm, you know, coaching women, as you think of your career, there are sort of like three buckets that you want to think of your job in. So there's the actual role that you're doing, your job. So as I'm going through these three things, I'll use myself as an example, okay? So actual job, meaning your work tasks day to day. For me, that is being a professor. So I'm a faculty in my full-time job. So I teach. So that's the role. Then there's the company, the field. So let me just start by saying the company slash field that you're in. So for me, I am in the education space because I teach, because I could be teaching in a corporate environment, but I teach in a higher education institution. So I'm in a corporate environment. I'm in a higher ed. And then there's your industry. What industry are you in? I teach counseling. So I'm in the mental health social services industry type space. So when you are thinking about kind of like your career as a whole and what you're doing as a job right now, those are usually the three buckets. We're thinking, what role are you in? What field are you in? And what industry are you in? And I think field sort of like, I put company under field also. And so when it comes to the idea of a career pivot usually will involve a change in probably all three of those, at the very least two of those three things. You are pivoting paths entirely. So imagine going from marketing to nursing. Okay, you're going from marketing to nursing. That is a whole switch, new day, like work tasks, day in, day out, brand new. Company is probably new. Company might be this. I mean, you could have been marketing for a hospital and then you become a nurse in the hospital. So the company could stay the same, but you're in different fields now. In nursing, you were actively in healthcare because that was the service you were given, was in that healthcare space. But now in marketing, you're more in the PR, marketing, advertising space. Now industry, for both of those, you're in the same industry, right? You're still doing it for healthcare, the hospital, but that's new career pivot, changing everything. A new role, on the other hand, is really just a different position, maybe different functions, but usually tends to be in the same field or industry. So a new role is just a step forward or a step back or a step up or a step down. I think of a pivot as, whoop, we're turning, like we're going a whole new direction. I think of a role as a climb. We're either stepping forward, backward, up, down, side. It's a step that you're making, but usually in the same field, in the same industry. So that's a new role. So think about going from, so before I said marketing to nursing, that's a career pivot. Think about going from a marketing specialist to a marketing manager. That is a new role. So you're still in marketing. You probably still have some of the same functions, but maybe as a marketing manager, you have now added on the piece of managing a team. So new responsibilities, but you're still doing that sort of marketing type role, maybe even in the same company. So that is just setting baseline. What is a career pivot? What is a new role? So now that I've explained that, how do you know which one you need in your career? How do we figure out, do you need a whole new role or do you need a whole new pivot or just a new role? So let's start with the new role, because I know from, especially when I did that poll on my Instagram stories yesterday, I think it was like 76% of the women in my community said they were looking to secure a new role with better pay, as opposed to looking for an entire career pivot. So most of the women who are here seem to be looking for a new role. So I'm going to start with that one. And I have three, let me look at my notes here. Yeah. So like three sort of how-tos, how to tell what you need for a new role. We'll start with these three. The first one is, if you're feeling undervalued in your current role. So if you're in your current role and you don't actually hate the job itself, like as you think of your tasks day in, day out, you feel fairly okay with the job that you're doing, but you feel undervalued, you feel bored, maybe you feel underutilized. Maybe over the years, you've developed a new skill set, or you've taken some training, some certificates, and you've up-leveled your skill set. And now those skill sets aren't being leveraged in your career. You feel like at this point, you can do your job in your sleep. You don't feel challenged. You don't feel like you're growing. And you're ready for new responsibilities, but maybe you're not getting those new responsibilities. So there's this level of, I'm not being used well in this job. My talents are not being used well in this job. And so if that's you, if you feel undervalued in your role, then so that is one way to know that you just need a new role. So you're not bored in, sorry, you're not unhappy per se, which is weird because you are unhappy if you're bored. But let's just say you don't hate your work tasks, right? So as you think about, okay, the things I do day in, day out, where I spend my hours, the meetings I go to, I don't exactly hate it, but I'm kind of just coasting at this point. I'm not growing. I'm not learning new things. I have skill sets that I could leverage, but my company is not leveraging my skill set. So I feel like I'm not being used to my maximum abilities and capacity. So when you feel undervalued in your role, then that's a sign that you probably need a new role as opposed to switching careers entirely. The second way to know that you need a new role as opposed to an entire career pivot is that you have hit a ceiling in your current role. You've hit a ceiling in your current role. There's no clear pathway to advancement in this role. And, you know, maybe it's even a case of your company keeps moving the requirements for what it will take for you to advance in your current role. And as I was saying that, I was pausing, so I was thinking of a client that I worked with last year, and she had been with her company for, I think it was about 15 years. She had been in the same role, I want to say for 8 of those years. She knew that she was ready to advance, and she had talked to the uppers, the head ups, the people in power about a promotion and a raise. And they told her what she needed to do. And she did what she needed to do. And then when she went back to the drawing board, they gave her a new task. They moved the goalpost. Okay. So first it was do A. She did A. Then it was like, okay, you're not ready for the promotion yet. Do B. She did B. You're not ready for the promotion yet. Do C. All right. They kept moving the goalpost. And I'll pause and say here that this one, what I'm explaining, this goalpost being moved for you to get advancement or compensation increase, is so common for women, especially women of color in America. I think women worldwide struggle with this, even more so Black and brown women in America, where your organization keeps moving the goalpost for what it's going to take for you to achieve that next level in your career, what it takes for you to move up. I remember actually even also at the end, so at the end of last year in November, I did my, you know, Black Friday special was career strategy sessions. And so in January, I had one of those career strategy sessions, and she had talked about how, so she was a director in her space. She was in the DEI space, and she was a director, and she had been doing her director role for at least 10 years, same company. But not only that, for maybe 5 or so of those past 10 years, she was now at the C-suite level, meaning she was still a director, but she was going into meetings with other chiefs. So the CEO, the COO, the CFO, because her department was sort of small and she was the only leader, she was the only director in these C-suite meetings, but she was getting paid director level. And so she's doing the roles of the C-suite. She has the responsibility of the C-suite, but she doesn't have the title, doesn't have the pay. And then when they were ready to finally grow that department and bring in a chief diversity officer, because she was the director of diversity, they went outside to bring in someone else. they were bringing in an external man to now become the new chief diversity officer. And when I hear women telling me stories like this, I don't hedge, I don't play, I don't walk around the bush. My response is clear. It's time for you to go. Because that company is clearly showing you how much they value you by the ceiling they have put on your growth potential. If I have been doing C-suite level role for 5 years, you clearly know that I can do the job. I have the skill sets. I can achieve outcomes. And then instead of just promoting me and getting me that advancement, you chose to bring in somebody external. Stop playing in my face. Stop it. It's time for you to go. And so when you're in that kind of situation where a ceiling has been put on your current role. So again, you don't hate the job, but you're seeing that your company stays playing in your face. They're not giving you the opportunity to promote. They're not giving you the opportunity to increase salary. Then it's probably time for you to go into a new role, to take your skill set and go serve with a different organization that will also value you, but also will help you get that increased salary and just increased responsibilities and advancement to grow your career. So that's the second way to know if you need a new role. You've been in your role for a while, you've been advancing, you've maybe even been doing the tasks or the responsibilities for the next level, and yet and still, your organization is not letting you advance. They're not letting you get promoted, not letting you get compensation increase. When you have the conversations, they keep moving the goalposts. They're playing in your face. It's time for you to go. Okay. The other way to think about if you need a new role, the third way to see if you need a new role is if you are having relational issues at work. So whether that is relational issues with your manager or relational issues with your team. So the relationships in the workplace are starting to get really tense, uncomfortable, and awkward. So if you're starting to experience relational issues, it's probably time for a new role. With the manager, I start to think, so if you have a manager that you can see is clearly stifling your growth, is sabotaging your opportunity to grow and advance, is not supporting your development, or is just straight up toxic, doesn't respect boundaries, terrible communication, doesn't support you, doesn't listen to you when you share ideas, doesn't incorporate your ideas. So if you have a manager that just seems to be straight up toxic, then it's probably time for a new role. And the key here again is you don't hate the job itself. You just happen to now be under management that is untenable. It can also be relational issues with colleagues. Maybe you're experiencing microaggressions. You're experiencing backbiting. Again, similar to what I said earlier, boundaries are being violated. They're pretty much just making life, the people are making life hard. The job itself, not so terrible, but the people making life hard. In this case, that is a sign that it's time for a new role. And what I'll often hear women say with this one is that they're trying to stick it out. And I'm saying stick it out in air quotes because I'm not a fan of sticking things out at work. I've said this before, I'll say it again. Your job is not a marriage. So stop trying to make your job work. Go somewhere else. There are many fish in the sea. Okay. So when you are starting to experience relational issues at work, it's easy to hope that people will get better or to try to think about how you can make people do better. But that just adds now another level of stress and responsibility on you. Like you already have to do your job, but now you have to manage people and you're not a manager. It's not worth it. For the most part, it's usually not worth it. And so if you actually enjoy the job, but the people are problematic, then that is a sign that you need a new role. Okay. So those are the three ways to know if you need a new role as opposed to a complete pivot. You feel undervalued in your current role. You're hitting a ceiling to your growth in your current role, and you are experiencing relational issues. So that's the first step. Now, if the focus is new roles, as I'm saying that if you were thinking, yes, that's me. I don't really hate the job. It's just growth issues, relational issues. I think what I need is a new role with better pay. Then your focus, if this is the level that you're at, your focus needs to be on learning to market yourself and your skill set. So what you need to be able to do well in your career is learn to market yourself and your skill set. This is where I see women struggle the most when they're trying to achieve a new role. Because when you need a new role, that means you are now actively in the job search phase. You are actively looking for a role because you already know what job it is that you want. And so your focus needs to be on marketing yourself and your skill set. And if you're listening to me and you know, you're already thinking that is where I struggle, I have a hard time marketing myself, then you should check out learn.jobsearchsimplified.com. If you are here live on Instagram when I'm done, don't leave now, when I'm done. If you go in my link in bio, it's the job search training is linked in my bio. If you're listening on the podcast, this link is going to be put in the show notes. If you are watching on YouTube, this link is going to be put in the description. But it's my free complimentary job search training where I walk you through the 4-part method that my clients have used to secure new roles and 5-figure salary increases. So I teach you that method. And some people are good. Once they learn that method, they can market themselves better. Some people need more support. And I tell you all about it in that training. But so check out learn.jobsearchsimplify.com. I'm saying that because if you need a new role, one, you need to be able to market yourself so that you can acquire a better role and also a salary increase. You almost always, and I've said this somewhere on Instagram before, but changing jobs is the fastest way to exponentially grow your salary, your income, your earning potential. Because when you stay in one company, you're limiting yourself to the measly 3-5% bonuses that they tend to give you every other year, if that. Meanwhile, every time you go to a whole new company, you can get anywhere from a 10% increase and higher. And I said and higher because there is no cap on how you can increase your salary when you go to a new company. A couple of years ago, I helped a client secure a 260% salary increase. Switching companies is the fastest way to grow your compensation if you're working for companies. And so when you're securing a new role, it's all about job search. So the skills you need to develop, marketing yourself, networking. So you want to learn to build relationships because when you're job searching, conversations lead to conversions. What do I mean by conversions? Conversations lead to you getting interviews. Conversations lead to you getting job offers. You want to learn you want to improve your research skills because you need to be able to adequately research a company, research the role to make sure it actually will be a fit. And finally, you need to develop the skill of radical focus. When you are job searching, you need radical focus. Too many women, it goes to all people, but I primarily serve women. That's why I'm saying women. So I'm talking from the clients I've worked with. Too many women, when they're job searching, will say things like, oh, I'm open to any role. I'm just looking for a job. You know, I can be a project manager, but I also have some customer success skills. I can also do marketing. I'm open to whatever. Girl, stop. You're not a book. Why are you staying open? What are you staying open for? No, you need to be closed. You need radical focus. Meaning pick 2 at the most specific roles that you are targeting in your transition, in your job search. You should not be looking for more than 2 jobs in terms of, okay, maybe I'm looking for a marketing specialist role and a data analyst role because I have those skill sets and I know that I can leverage my data analyst skill set in marketing or I will leverage it in marketing. So it's easy to market myself. And so when you are job searching, you need to develop radical focus. What are the 2 specific roles that you're marketing yourself for? And I'm giving you 2 to be generous. If I had my way, if you were working with me, I would tell you to pick just one. What is the one job we're looking for? Let's look for that job and focus on that job. Because the average job search takes 3 to 6 months. And so if we already know the average job search takes 3 to 6 months and you're out here splitting your focus, one, you have now watered down your brand because now you're having to market yourself for 3 to 4 different types of jobs. 2, you have now increased the length of time it will take you to get a job because you're splitting your efforts and your energy for marketing for 3 to 4 jobs, applying for 3 to 4 jobs, talking to 3 to 4 jobs. It is just, you're spreading yourself thin. Job search is not about width. It's not about quantity. It's not about the breadth of things. It's about depth. It's about quality. It's about the focus. And I always tell clients, regular math is not job search math. Some people think, oh, the more jobs I apply to, the more interviews I will get. Girl, stop. The more jobs you apply to, the more rejections you will get. That's it. You need to focus. Like if you know you need a new role, focus. What is the specific job I want? Okay, in what kinds of companies? In what 2 to 3 industries? Now let me tailor all my career brand collateral, meaning my resume, my cover letter, my LinkedIn, tailor those and then apply for that one job for months. I said months because the average job search takes 3 to 6 months. Okay, so if you know you need a new role, your focus is learning to market yourself, building your network, researching skills, and radical focus. Okay, that's the how do you know if you need a new role and what to focus on if that's what you need. Dr. Fiona said hyper-focused. Yes, okay. Focus is a big one. When you're job searching, you need focus. Okay, so now that's the new role. Now let's talk about how do you know if you need a career pivot? I'm going to share 2 ways to know that. The first is you've lost your passion or your interest in your work, or maybe you never had a passion or interest in your work. And this one I have seen and heard with so many women who will talk to me about how they really just fell into the role. More than one woman who have worked with me in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, have talked about maybe they started with a temp job and then they got offered a new role and then they just stayed. One woman who just joined this recent cohort started just as a like an entry level role, but then because she had been in the building for so long, she was able to get a manager role and then it just kept promoting her. So she kind of fell into the job and just kept growing. A lot of people fall into jobs and then just stay in that career path out of comfort and fear, never enjoyed the job, never have a passion for the job, just stay. And then one day, 15 years later, you look up and you're like, dang, I'm miserable here. I don't like what I'm doing. Somebody somewhere told me this would be a good idea. I thought this would be a good idea. So I'm doing it and I'm unhappy. Okay. So when you don't have that passion or interest in your work, that might be a sign that you need a whole new role. This usually also looks like there's just now no motivation to do your work, no motivation to show up in excellence, no motivation to grow or advance on that path. You don't feel fulfilled in the work. So like you are coming home daily, regularly feeling drained because there's no fulfillment in the role. There's no excitement for you in the role. You're just kind of coasting, just going through the motion. And this one is different because I know when I talked about needing a new role, I talked about that boredom also. The difference is with the new role, that boredom was more, I like the job, but I can grow in it. I have more skills. When you need a career pivot, the boredom is, I hate the job. I hate the tasks. I'm drained by it every day. I don't have energy. When I come home, I don't have energy to spend time with my family, to be with my loved ones, to be with my kids, because I expended all my energy when I was at work. There is a very clear level of dissatisfaction and fulfillment that you experience daily when you need a career pivot. This is when you hate Sunday nights, you hate Monday morning, because it's like, I can't believe I have to go to that job again. You are waking up every day with like this ball of dread in your stomach. I can't believe I have to do this job, go to this place. Like you, there is just misery and you feel unsettled. It feels like, you know, when you wear maybe a new outfit and it doesn't fit well, or a new pair of shoes, you just feel so uncomfortable. And that pain has been building and building and building over years. And you're like, I need something else. I need something else. And then what I see happen a lot with the women I work with is most of the women I work with have been in that space for like 8 or more years. And so because they've been in that space for so long, they have no idea what else they can do. And so it's, I need something else, but what am I going to do? Where can my skills apply? What other jobs will I do? I don't even know what else I'm good at or good for. So that's one, you've lost your passion or interest in work. And the second way to know if you need a career pivot is that your career path is unaligned with your current values. Your career path is unaligned with your current values. So this is similar to before where I said lost your interest. There might have been a chance that when you first started this job, it was aligned. It fit your life well, the salary, the relationships, like it fit well. But here's what you didn't realize and what most women don't realize is that, yes, it fit well then. And then over the past 8, 9, 10, 15 years, you have been growing, you have been evolving, but you stayed in that situation. You stayed in that job, you stayed in that company that did not grow, did not evolve with you. So the version of you that started this job years ago is not the version of you that exists in this job now, and that's why it's unaligned. Your values have changed, but your role, your career did not evolve with your values. And so now it's like, this used to fit once, but now, it's been gradually getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And I'm like, actually, it's cutting off my blood flow. And I mean that literally, because one of the things that shows up when your career path is unaligned with your current values, you start to see that it is interfering with your life satisfaction. Your physical and your mental health literally are being impacted because of your job. One of the women I spoke with just a month ago talked about how she passed out at work because of the stress. Physically, maybe you're another woman talking about how she was losing hair. Literally, her hair was falling out, losing weight. You have skin issues. You're losing weight. Maybe you're gaining weight. I work with a client who gained 60 pounds because of her job. Mentally, you're feeling depressed. You have higher anxiety. You have lower energy. You're having mood swings. You have just more arguments in your relationship, more impatience. You're complaining all the time, so your loved ones hate it. It is cutting off your life supply, your lifeblood. When your career is unaligned with your current values, you also see that there's just a consistent struggle to find satisfaction, even when you've switched roles. So sometimes what will happen is you feel that dissatisfaction and then you might change jobs. And then 3 months into the new job, you're unhappy again. And so you change jobs again. And then 3 weeks in, you're unhappy again. And then you change jobs again. And now you start internalizing. You start thinking, I'm flaky. I don't know how to pick a job. Maybe I'm the problem. No. The problem is all those jobs you were transitioning into were similar to what you were already doing, which was already unaligned. And so you were going into job after job after job that was unaligned with who you are, which is why you were dissatisfied and dissatisfied and dissatisfied. It's a terrible cycle. So you might have tried switching roles, but nothing worked. And it's because all those roles were probably similar or the same. And so the dissatisfaction was following you because nothing actually changed. Okay. Another telltale sign that the career path is unaligned with your values is when you don't feel like you're doing meaningful work. You don't feel like you're making a difference in the world. You don't feel like you're making impact. You feel like you're just, girl, at this point, I might as well just be a log of wood in this company because I ain't doing nothing. I just show up, clock in, go home exhausted, get on the couch drained, spend the whole weekend trying to get my energy back. Before I know it, it's Sunday night and I'm unhappy again. And then I go in, clock in, try to survive. I'm not thriving. I spend all my energy just trying to survive this job. And then Friday comes. So I spend Saturday and Sunday trying to recuperate because Monday through Friday drained all my energy. And because I was recuperating, I did not have time to spend with my partner, did not have time to spend with my kids. I could not go to brunch. I could not go shopping. I just was on the couch trying to regenerate. By the time I regenerated, Sunday night was here. Monday morning, it's a cycle. I'm just punching in and punching out. Girl, at this point, you are just existing. You're not thriving. You're not making a difference. You're not making impact. You're just existing. I just got to keep the lights on. I just got to keep the bills paid. That's it. And the problem with that is we all innately have a desire to make a difference. We all have a desire to make impact. However you define that, I always say this, for some people, making a difference is direct. I can see who I'm talking to, who I'm helping. For some people, it's, oh, I built some app that changed the world. For some people, I raised money for a nonprofit that's changing the world. We all have a desire to make a difference, to make an impact, to do meaningful work. And so when you are in a career that is unaligned with your values, you find that you're not doing meaningful work and you are not making a difference. And after a while, you just then start resenting everything, resenting yourself, resenting the company, resenting other people who are enjoying their jobs. It's like this vicious beast that feeds itself. And now you're just filled with all these toxic emotions where you're just like, I don't know how to get out of this cycle. I'm so unhappy, but I don't know what else to do. That's what happens. And so those are the two ways to know that you need a career pivot. And when I was sharing this one, I'm going to pause here and read the live chat because the chat was popping off. It seems like most of you were like, I need a career pivot. Actually, hold on. Before I read the chat, let me then share, okay, what is your focus, right? So if you need a career pivot, what should your focus be? Because I want to come back to these comments popping off. So if your focus is, if you realize that what you need is an entire, a complete career pivot, then your focus needs to be on getting clarity to identify other spaces that are more aligned for you. Getting clarity to identify other spaces that are more aligned for you. And here's why I say getting clarity. Most of the women who are here, probably because I saw somebody said, I think somebody earlier said, I've been 9 years, right? So someone here 9 years, and I say most of the women I work with, it's been 8 or more years. The unfortunate reality is that when you have been in that path for more than 5 years even, and I need to figure out, I'm going to need to research some of the women I worked with a bit more because I want to know where this is coming from. Because what tends to then happen is that the longer you stay there, the more you feel like you can't do anything else. Like I can tell you this for a fact. I have the data from my clients to back it up. The longer you're there, the more you believe that your skills only apply in that space, your skills only apply in that industry, and that you can't do anything else. And so that's why you need clarity, because you need to step back from all of that confusion and really just clarify three things. Your non-negotiable values, your zone of genius interest areas, and your high power skills. I was looking down because I was trying to pull it up and my other phone is not here, but of a few, I think it was episode, I'm going to find it for you. I'm trying to open up my computer. I did an episode on the podcast that's called How to Pivot When You've Been on the Same Career Path for Years. And I'm going to pause. If for those of you who are listening on the podcast, I will link it in the description. For those of you who are live here, I want to tell you the exact episode number so you can find it. And I will put it in my Instagram stories after this so that you can listen to it. So just give me a moment because I want to tell you the exact number. Because on that podcast, I really break down step by step, like this clarity piece that I'm saying, I tell you exactly what that process looks like, because you need to clarify one, your values. Like I said earlier how, you know, it's misaligned with your values. But the problem is when you've been on one path for so long, chances are you don't even know what your non-negotiable values are in this phase of your life. And so it's hard to then audit companies for fit. It's hard to audit organizations for fit. And this is how you get catfished by organizations, because you didn't know how to check if they were really going to be aligned. So that's why you need to clarify your values. You need to clarify your interests, because you've been on this path of dissatisfaction for so long and you've lost motivation, you've lost passion, you've lost excitement. And so there's part of you that's just like, I don't even know what I'm interested in at this point. Like legit. I don't even know. I don't know. And so clarifying your interest and looking outside of work, like your work history, as well as within your work history, will then help you identify what potential roles and industries will be aligned, because your interest will inform those too. And then the last thing I said was clarifying your high power skills, not just your skills. If you have been working for 5 or more years, girl, I bet you have developed a bunch of skills doing a bunch of things, because your job done changed 5 million times in that same role. They gave you new responsibilities, new tasks, new roles. It just kept evolving. Mind you, your title and your pay probably did not grow with the responsibilities, but that's a story for another day. Let me stay on track. Point being, you have probably developed a lot of skills just by nature of what you've been doing. I always tell people, when you do anything long enough, you will eventually become good at it, even the things you don't like. That's just how practice and time works. The more we do things, the better we get at them. So you have a lot of skills, but just because you're good at something, just because you have a skill in something, doesn't mean you actually enjoy it. So that's why I said high power skills specifically. Your high power skills are the skills that you actually enjoy using in your career. They bring you joy when you use them. They excite you. So once you clarify those three things, then you can now actually start figuring out what career paths are most aligned based on my values, my interests, and my skills. That's literally what makes up the Visa Career Clarity Framework that I use to help women in my program find a fulfilling career. Values, interests, skills, alignment. So I found it. So on episode 30 of the podcast, how to pivot when you've been on one career path for a long time. And in that, I shared the five steps for you to follow to make that career pivot when you've been on the same career path for multiple years. I'll link it in the YouTube description and in the podcast. So in that episode, I break down what I just shared a bit more in terms of your focus. So definitely check that episode out. You need clarity to figure out alignment, because when you've been on that path for so long, there's a fog that has come over you. Right. So remember that you've just been going through the motions. And so each day that you've gone through the motions, it's your vision has just become foggy. There's this fog that slowly descends. And next thing you know, it's just 8 years have gone by and you look up and you're like, dang, I knew I was unhappy 5 years ago, but I stayed. And let me tell you the most common reason why women stay. Fear. Without fail, fear of change, fear of discomfort, fear of making less money, fear of not being good at anything else, fear of what people will say. Every woman that I've spoken to who knew, and that's the most of the women, by the time they get to me, they're like, I've known for the past 3 years that I was unhappy. It wasn't like, oh, I woke up today and I knew. No. I knew I was unhappy. I kept sticking it out. And now I am afraid. I was afraid the whole time. I was afraid the whole time, so I stuck it out. But now I've reached my breaking point where I'm just not happy. I can't take it anymore. I need help. And so I'm saying that clearly because a lot of you who are here live said you are in the pivot phase. And so I want you to be able to check in with yourself and ask yourself, what has kept me so long? And I promise you, you probably will find that under whatever reason or excuse you come up with, fear is the thing that is underlying that. And this is the point in which I always like to remind people. And if you're new here, you might not know this, but I am a Jesus lover. And so I love to drop Bible nuggets whenever I can. And so if you too identify as a Jesus lover, this is where I would then remind you that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and sound mind. Fear is of the devil. Fear and faith do not coexist. And let me back up because I'm also a counselor. Fear is an emotion. So I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with fear inherently, because fear usually shows up without our conscious control. Okay, fear usually shows up without our conscious volition. Fear is a feeling. When you do something new, like if I boom right now, you probably would jump, right? The fear is natural. But sitting in fear, making decisions based on fear, that is not how we are called to move through the world as Jesus lovers. And y'all, I'm intentionally saying Jesus lovers because some people be calling themselves Christians but don't actually love Jesus. And so I want to clarify what stance, like where do I stand on the matter, okay? Yes, I'm a Christian, but a Jesus lover specifically. When I say God, I mean Jehovah Jireh. I just have to clarify where I stand, okay? But I'm just saying that to say that feeling fear is natural. It's a physiological reaction to a new situation. And so the reason why I'm saying this is because I want you to know when you feel fear, because most of us feel fear, don't consciously realize we're feeling fear, and then we make decisions based on fear. And so now we have become afraid. Fear is the emotion. We feel it. It's natural. When we're moving out of fear, we have shifted from feeling a natural emotion to now a state of being in which we are afraid. So you need to be able to see your fear, hear your fear, feel your fear, and say, you know what? I'm choosing to move by faith. Because there is no way I will stand on this hill any day. Fear and faith cannot coexist. They just can't. And so I just want to bring that up for you, because if you and most of you who are here live have said, like, you need a career pivot, I can tell you right now, when you even entertain the thought of a pivot, immediately you will feel fear. And let me tell you what it will sound like. What if? Any thought that starts with what if, any what ifs that come to your mind, they're all fear-based. And so I want to call that, you know, bring that to the surface for you, so you know that it's happening, so that you're not being unconsciously driven by these emotions that aren't actually serving you. Okay? Okay. So ultimately, determining what you need comes down to, do you enjoy the actual work? Do you enjoy the actual work tasks? If the answer is yes, I enjoy the work tasks, there are just a few other things that are making life a little bit uncomfortable, then you just need a new role. You're ready to actively job search. You need a new role. Maybe you need better company, better team, better pay. If no, I don't enjoy the work tasks, then girl, you need a whole new pivot. You need a new space, a new role, a new industry, something of that nature. You need to pivot directions entirely. That's really what it comes down to. Okay. And it's important that you are honest with yourself when you are doing this assessment of what you need. And I say that because, so last week, 2 weeks ago, I was running, enrollment was open for my group program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. And so one of the women on my email list emailed me, and because I did an open house for it. Okay. And so the day before the open house, she emailed me and she was like, I don't know if I should come to the open house. My work is fulfilling, is just not paying well enough. And so what I need is a way to increase my income. So I don't know if I should still come to the open house. So I emailed back and I said, okay, here's my first question for you. If you're saying that your job is not paying you well enough, is it really fulfilling? That's just a question to reflect on. And then that being said, okay, if you're telling me you just need finances, then it sounds like you either need a new job that pays better, you need to find a way to bring in money, go drive Uber, make some deliveries, start a business, whatever it may be, like, you need financial planning and financial help. And so FYFC is definitely not that, but you can still come to the open house if you like. And like less than an hour later, she emailed back. She's like, you're right. My job is not fulfilling. I need a new job. And I'm like, so girl, why are you emailing me telling me your job was fulfilling in the first place? I didn't say that to her, but my thought is, so many of us are lying to ourselves. Like, we're lying to ourselves about what we want, what we desire, what we want to achieve, because we are scared. We're scared of what people will say. People will say you're too ambitious, you want too much, you're asking for too much, you're high maintenance, whatever it may be. Go throw all of that out the window. They're not living your life. And so I want you to be honest, right? Don't be like, oh, I just need a new role, but low key, you need a whole new pivot. Because in my head, I'm like, if it's not paying well enough, then girl, it's not fulfilling. You can't convince me otherwise. And so just be honest with yourself as you are doing that assessment of what do I need, a new role or a career pivot. And like I said earlier, so I did a poll in my Instagram, and 76% of the women said, you know, I need a new role. Most women who need a new role, actively job searching, they struggle with marketing and focus. Those are the two things: marketing yourself, marketing your skills. Because when you're job searching, you automatically become a marketer. You become a salesperson. You are marketing yourself, your skills, and your value add to the company that you are applying to. And then you need radical focus, like I said earlier in this episode. And so I mentioned earlier that training that's available, the job search training at learnthejobsearchsimplified.com. But if you even just go to Job Search Simplified, my program, well, it's a course, Job Search Simplified, it helps with that. I teach you the 4-part method that women have used to secure a more fulfilling job with a 5-figure salary increase. And so that training I mentioned really just teaches you the 4-part method. So it's like a good stepping stone to see, do you want to join the program? Because you learn the framework, and some women have done the framework and are good to go. But most women are like, I actually still need the support, because in the program itself, there's templates, resume templates, cover letter templates, interview scripts, negotiation scripts, all of the things that you need to job search effectively are in the actual program. But I definitely think it'll be helpful for you to start with the complimentary training, so you know what's in the program. So go to learn.jobsearch.com. jobsearchsimplified.com to check that out. Usually you can pick a time that works for you to attend the training. And at the end of the training, I'll give you more details about Job Search Simplified itself. Okay. So if you're struggling to market yourself, if you're struggling with radical focus, that is the place for you. Now, let me check out these comments live because they were popping. Lady Dimples Faye said, marketing yourself and having focus. Ish. I usually have like 3 to 4 roles now needing to eliminate. Ish. Yes. Don't apply to 3 to 4 roles. And you're not alone. That's why I said it. So many women, I'm staying open. I'm open to anything. And I'm like, girl, you're not a book. Stop staying open. What job? What do you want? I just reminded myself of, I don't think I've seen the movie The Notebook, but I've seen that clip so much where he holds her and he's like, what do you want? What do you want? I love that clip so much. And that's how I want you to approach your job search. What is the job that you want? Where do you see yourself in your next role? What do you see yourself doing? Clarify that. Go after that role with radical focus. Radical focus. You will experience exponential results because now you can market yourself for that specific role. Whenever you're talking to people, you never know who can help you. Whenever you're talking to people, you can clearly say, if you come across a program management role in a nonprofit sector, that's what I'm looking for. Because the other thing about, because remember I talked about networking, right? If you're job searching, you need to build your network. And I said, okay, the whole point of building a network is to build relationships so people can help you. If you don't even know what you want, how are people supposed to help you? Like, you can't give people extra work to do. Where it's like, oh, I want a job. If you come across anything, then send it my way. Hold up. Now you want me to just be thinking, oh, is she going to like this job? No. Make it clear what you want. Make it clear what you are looking for and ask for it. Ask people, but ask God. He said, write it down, make the vision plain, and then run with it. If you don't even know what you're looking for, how are you going to tell God what you want? You're just out here, God, just give me a job. He's like, what job you want, my child? Because I gave you many skills. Which of them do you want to use? Dr. Fiona said, Chief Wellbeing Officer. Got it. I love to see it. Now that I know Chief Wellbeing Officer, guess what? I'm going on LinkedIn. I'm looking for one thing and one thing only. Chief Wellbeing Officer. I'm talking to my network. I'm texting everybody. I'm emailing everybody. Hey, y'all, I'm in a season of my life where I'm ready to go into the next role in my career. If you hear of any Chief Wellbeing Officer roles that open up, please keep me in mind. Boom. People know how to help you. That's it. That's it right there. Now, what you can do, because I also talked about developing your research skills. Now, what you can do is research and say, okay, I want Chief Wellbeing Officer, but I also know that these companies be playing. Okay, so one place is called a Chief Wellbeing Officer, but somebody else calls it a Chief People Officer. So what am I going to do now? I'm going to go and look at what other titles are companies using for the Chief Wellbeing Officer. What other titles are they using? So I can look for that also, because one industry might call it this, another industry might call it that. So now either way, I might have 2 or 3 roles, but they're the same job. Let me say that again. I might have 2 or 3 job titles, but they're the same job. They're the same role. The titles are only different because these companies like to play too much and they call the same job different things. But I know what I want. So I love it, Dr. Fiona. Let's secure these Chief Wellbeing Officer roles. Let's see how else people are referring to them. And that's the level of clarity that I want all of you to have in your job search. And so if you're struggling with that, if you're like, I still don't know what I want, I don't know how to job search, you really need to join us in Job Search Simplified. Because the very first module of Job Search Simplified, I actually help you do that clarity piece. So when I talked about what FYFC is, we do a mini version of that where we clarify your values, your interests, and your skills so you can figure out the job that you actually want. And then move on to like, how do I do my resume, my LinkedIn, my cover letter? How do I interview? What questions do I ask? How do I respond when they say, tell me about yourself? Why should you get this job? How do I negotiate? What do I ask for? All of that is included in Job Search Simplified. So definitely check that out. Check out learn.jobsearchsimplified so you can go through that training and just learn a bit more. Or if you know you're ready to join us, just go to jobsearchsimplified.com and you can get started today. right now. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you need help, again, like I said, navigating your job search, definitely check out jobsearchsimplified.com. That is going to be the place to get all the support you need for an effective job search. I will catch you all on the next episode. Thank you.